my theory right now with the heroin is that I think the drug companies are going to lobby the U.S. or whoever, however that works. They're taking out the cartels right now. I think the pharmaceutical companies are going to start legalizing heroin in like 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, those guys will have legal prescriptions of heroin. So I think like Pfizer is going to be making clinical.
Somebody just heroin. Didn't Elon just say that?
I don't know.
Somebody, yeah, was like, if we legalize these drugs, there's not going to be overdoses.
Yeah, well,
we can.
They did it in England. They did it in England, like I think, like I don't know, the 1920s or something, where they like tossed the bros. You would come in for a prescription. They'd give you clean hair, like safe heroin. They like measured out for you, and they'd be like, "All right, dude, are you sure you want to stop doing this?" And apparently, it worked like really well.
Mm.
So they say in the book, Chasing the Scream.
Mm.
But yeah, dude, I think. Fine, it'd probably be a good thing though. But I think they're gonna lock up the cartels. So aren't they already like locking those bros up right now? And El Salvador?
I don't know. I think it's very difficult.
True. I mean, it's
because they control the government.
Yeah, true. But if you, I mean, it's one of those things you could puppet pretty easily.
Yeah.
Be like, especially if they're like, dude, it's billions of dollars. So yeah. You send in special forces to be like, all right, yo, these guys. That's, dude, the United States military could destroy cartels in like 2 seconds. At least I would think so.
Yeah, but they. I think there's enough people in America making money off of it.
True, yeah.
And the entire Mexican government's making money off of it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, they'd be tough enemies to have, too, from a political standpoint.
The lads?
Yeah, the lads.
Oh, we don't want war with the lads, dude. We're going to need the lads.
I know.
Especially China and Russia teaming up.
Yeah.
They don't want that, though. What if we Normandy China with a bunch of lads?
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
That'd be absolutely unstoppable.
Instead of fucking... CCR playing, you just hear fucking, you know, that'd be fun. Pelota.
It would be, you think they have a stronger military.
Mexico?
Yeah, they're such hard. They're, I mean, you know, they get after it.
They do. They have some beasts. They have beasts, but they all join the fucking cartel.
True.
All the like heads of the cartels, like security and shit, are former like generals.
I wonder if they'll pay them off. I wonder if they'll be like, look, you guys are not cartels. You're actually production facilities. Pfizer's going to control the distribution of all the world's heroin. I mean, I guess they would be like, no. Can't have a ball. That's a jefe.
That would be awesome.
I think that's going to happen.
For them, they'd be like, all right, nice. Now we all don't die and go to jail.
Yeah, we'll just
keep making heroin.
They're
going to get hit with salaries. They're going to be like, actually, you guys make 60 grand a year now.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No.
I'm the
jefe. Yeah, true.
It's like, all right, well, we're going to make it illegal. Or we're going to make illegal stuff. Sell it cheaper.
I mean, they also might be like, we're going to make it legally and come down here and I'll call my friends in the Pentagon. They'll bomb you guys. I think, again, maybe not, but I have a feeling that's going to happen. Dude, it's billions of dollars and it's not going to be hard in 15 years to legalize heroin. It's going to be actually probably really easy. More and more of those 10 cities coming up, there'll be some guys going to come up and be like, we need to do something about this and this needs to be humane.
We need to do something about these homeless.
Yeah, dude.
he did like a seminar basically on how to start a webcam business, and it was he's on there being like, you have to control these women's minds, you can't tell them the truth, like blah blah. His story was that he had five girlfriends at the time, and he decided he's like reading a book about how to make money. He goes, I need assets. And he's like, well, if I have five girlfriends, I can have turn them into assets for me. So he, according to him,
he's pimping.
His own words, the what?
It's pimping.
Pimping. He even did say on the thing, like, you could apply what I'm about to tell you to street pimping if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But he's like, it's all about, but whatever. So then, you know, and again, he's obviously trying to be like sensational and stuff. But his story was that, according to himself, he called all five of his girlfriends and said, I'm flying you all in here, sat them down in front of him and said, I'm on some G shit right now. You guys are going to start making me some money with this webcam shit. And they all found out that they were like, they're part of like a 6-piece relationship. Three of them left, two stayed.
Nice.
Not bad, actually.
It's crazy.
But so that alone is they were brought there on false pretenses. So, but it's real hazy. So this guy's just breaking it down. Like they're all the parts where deception could possibly come into play. And especially when you're using your own words, like it doesn't look good for you.
Can't trick women.
You should. Yeah, you can. Well, you can. You shouldn't. That's the thing. You can. You should not. It's very mean to do.
Guard dog, how was it?
Did you
wipe? Diarrhea. Yeah, I wiped.
You have diarrhea?
Well, I had one in the car, and then I was really nervous about it.
Did you shit your new car?
There's nowhere in Philadelphia that I can envision taking her at all at any age. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to walk around fucking Fishtown, Kensington.
Take her when she's doing. Let her see what drugs do.
Take her
you
to Kensington?
You want
to
do fucking trank? You want to do fucking trank? This is what happens.
I don't know. The first time I drove down Kensington Avenue, I was like, this is fucking tight. I want to get out of the car and walk around.
Yeah. Now it's... Yeah. When was that?
Before I moved to the neighborhood. So like 4 years ago. And I haven't been down that street since. It is a fucking nightmare.
Dude, did you...
It is so scary, dude. It's so scary.
Did you see the thing I shared on Twitter about trank and how it's controlled by... There's a proxy war between Mexican cartels and Chinese companies? Because the trank, it's xylazine. It's the stuff they're adding to heroin and fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it like...
That's the flesh rotting shit.
Yeah,
right?
It's like gets real acidic. And if you get a little cut, there's like this... You know, like creatine tries to escape your skin? The trank is in your skin, and as soon as you get a little cut, it all rushes to escape. And then you get this thing called like epidermal necrosis where your skin cells just start to die. It's so... And then like dudes get fully swollen arms, so there'll be a dude with just a gigantic arm. It's so fucked. But the thing is the Mexican cartels, allegedly, according to this thing I watched, they control the supply, but now Chinese companies are manufacturing it in powder form. But if you get caught selling the Chinese form... This guy was claiming that the Mexican cartels just put your picture out on like WhatsApp to Philly gangs, and then there's a bounty on your head, and the gangs just rush to shoot you.
Damn.
Fucking nuts in Philadelphia. I don't know why they would let him film them. They're called the Trank Brothers.
And they show their faces?
Huh?
They show their faces?
They're completely like done up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is what
it is. We're fucking killing everybody.
Yeah, like
it's awesome. I made $40,000.
Dude, for real. They talk about the money they're making. It's crazy. But it's like, why would they even agree to get interviewed? Makes no sense. Although maybe they are that dumb though.
Obviously they're not the best guys.
Yeah, they're not. But they're like, do you feel bad about what you're doing? They're like, no, not whatsoever. And they're like, why? He's like, if you don't miss your vein, it's fine and it provides less of a withdrawal. It's like, what happens if you miss a vein? That'll tear your ass up.
Do literally, not miss a vein.
Literally direct quote. What if you miss? It'll tear your ass up. It's like, damn.
It was Channel 5 News?
Yeah, Channel 5.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Andrew, doing the good work.
Yeah, it's pretty tight, man.
Is he the one who made the documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
He's in the fucking Trank Brothers' house. I was like scared for him. Like, brother, get out of there.
The cameras. The hidden cameras. And Epstein, now this is kind of interesting. Maria Farmer, who worked for Epstein, said that Epstein showed her the secret room where men, as in plural, were monitoring all these monitors, and that all the bedrooms and all the bathrooms had hidden cameras. So that setup was very much like the setup in Craig Spence's house, where both places were wire fraud, division blank.
Yeah, so Craig Spence was the Epstein of... this particular story.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I got you. He was the party boy.
He was the party boy.
Cool guy. He was a cool guy.
He was a cool guy, dude.
He was a cool guy at the operation.
He was, Craig Spence was the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
Was he in Satanism too?
I do not know.
Well, I mean, I guess kind of, yeah.
I do not know, but nothing.
He's a good Christian.
That guy was a pure psychopath, so nothing that he would do would surprise me. He was a pedophile, a psychopath, a drug addict.
Jesus.
And he was, I mean, the cream of the crop in Washington, D.C. politics would go to his parties. And
isn't that strange? Yeah, isn't that kind of weird? The same thing with, who was it, when Gates had to go to Epstein for like funding or whatever? It's always strange. Like,
well, you know, the thing about Gates and Epstein is there's an article from the Evening Standard, the cover story. There's so many problems with the Epstein cover story, but there's an article from the Evening Standard from the UK that says that Spence or Epstein and Gates were doing business in the 90s, that their relationship went back to the 90s.
Really?
So if that's true, everything that we've been sold about Gates and Epstein is all bullshit, which wouldn't surprise me at all.
Makes sense.
Because with Epstein, the media has just been into digging up salacious dirt. They haven't been screaming. The Epstein article that I wrote, which no major magazine would touch, called for justice. All these kids were molested. We need justice. Mm-hmm. And but that doesn't seem to be a priority. And the Franklin Network was much bigger than Spence's network. The Franklin Network, I think, was... was around for about 12 years, and Epstein's network was around for about 25 years. But the Franklin network was bigger, and I thought it was a kinder, gentler pedophile network initially, but then I've come to believe that because the Franklin network, a lot of those kids were pandered to sadistic pedophiles, and there was a lot of pornography made. Child pornography. And I think the same thing was happening with Epstein.
Oh, you're saying that you thought the Epstein one was quote unquote gentler.
Yes. Oh, and, okay. But now that I've gotten to know the Epstein network pretty well, Epstein was pandering girls under the age of 10, to 8-year-olds that I'm aware of. But I'm sure that there were more. And he was also pandering these girls to really sadistic pedophiles. Or some of the clients were very sadistic. Pedophile.
Yeah, because didn't his first case get sealed in the same? Was that sealed in a grand jury as well?
Yeah, that was the one in Florida.
Yeah, that was one. Epstein was like, and he got in trouble.
Yeah, I could be wrong here, but it was like, it was going to be tried like a regular trial. And then Rich, what's the guy's name? He came in and said, no, let's make it a grand jury. So it was sealed.
Well, that was that was Barry Kushner, the state attorney. What happened there was the a 14-year-old girl went to the Palm Beach Police Department with her parents, and she said that she'd been molested by Jeffrey Epstein. And the Palm Beach, and she described Epstein, she described his house, she described his anatomy, and the Palm Beach Police Department started a year-long investigation into Epstein at that point. And what happened after that year investigation is that they felt like he could, well, they had statements from five victims, and then they had 12 corroborating statements. Yeah. So they were immediately going to arraign him on 5 counts of child abuse. But then that case got taken away by Barry Kushner in the state of Florida. And then there was a grand jury, which is very strange because usually grand juries in Florida are reserved for capital cases. Mm-hmm. So, and then that grand jury found that Jeffrey Epstein hadn't molested a single child. And only one of, and here's the thing with that. The Palm Beach Police Department had the statements of 5 underage victims, but they were aware of 17 more. So there were 20, the Palm Beach Police Department was aware of 23 underage victims. And that prosecutor only called one. So it's very, and it's very obvious to me that that was a cover up.
Jeez. And then the matter was sealed. But didn't he have a sex offense on under his belt after that or something?
Well, here's what happened. So when that grand jury came back and said that Jeffrey Epstein hadn't molested a single child, Michael Ryder, who is one of the heroes in this story, he was the chief of the Palm Beach Police Department. He got very vociferous. He raised Cain. He said, you know, and he went to the feds, and they said, you know, this is obvious malfeasance by this grand jury, and you've got to do something about it. So the feds were going to get into it. They were going to arrest Jeffrey Epstein. Well, they were talking that there was going to be a grand jury, and then all of a sudden the grand jury was adjourned, and there was this really unctuous deal made. And I've got the emails between the assistant U.S. attorney and one of Epstein's attorneys, Jay Lefkowitz, and Emery Villafana was the assistant U.S. attorney. And they're talking about how they can minimize Epstein's sentence. And then one of the emails says, and the deal that they made was so corrupt that they had to go to a special magistrate to sign off on it. And basically what that deal did is it exonerated everyone. It exonerated the procurers. It exonerated the perpetrators. Jeffrey Epstein had to plead guilty to a single count of child abuse. He was sentenced to 18 months in a county jail. He did 13, and he had his little wing of the jail decked out like the Taj Mahal. So, he could go out during the day. So he was molesting girls during the day while he was, supposedly doing. No.
He was doing like nights there?
Yeah, he only had to spend nights.
What?
What?
Yeah. Also, and this was 2008. He got arrested. He did serve time technically in 2008 for what, like 13 of the 18 months.
He did 13. But here's the deal with that.
He kept hanging out with all these people.
But here's the deal with that.
Yeah. BG was hanging out with them after
Bill
that.
Bill Gates was still chilling.
Yeah.
The feds had a list of 32 Epstein victims. 32, and they did nothing with any of that. And according to Alexander Acosta, who is the U.S. attorney,